You're making your plates. You don't need to use more than 2 pounds of clay. It's just like a sandwich.
I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Logan.
This is the Faculty Spotlight. This podcast is sponsored by WGOZ Radio, where we are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. The podcast is also sponsored by the College of Liberal and Creative Arts.
Wow. I do have to get my kit by 2:45, so we can talk a little bit now if you want to talk. Is that what you were hoping for?
Today, we will be highlighting one of the professors on campus. This professor was in the military and has shown art in China internationally. Do you know who this professor is? If you're thinking of Aaron Anslow, then you're correct. In this podcast, we will be highlighting his life and his artwork. Let's go on a journey to get to know him as a person and not just a professor.
And I walked through the studio one day on the way, a shortcut out of the building, and I saw a potter making a pot. And I'd never thought of it, I guess. And so I sat down with him and talked about his life and what he did, and it sounded like an amazing journey.
Aaron Anslow grew up as a farmer in Barnesville, Ohio. He despised clay as a whole because it wasn't any good material to plant with. You couldn't grow food, and you couldn't erect a fence post easily with it. Upon graduation from high school, he went to Bethany College to major in history and education. One day, he was walking home from football practice, where he stopped and saw a teacher playing with clay.
In Iraq, I couldn't use clay. It was all sand, where I was at anyways. And so I used to paint the mortar barriers.
When he was 17, he enlisted in the military and went to boot camp every summer until he graduated. His beginning plan was to be in the military for 20 years and then teach history. When he went to Bethany, he became a full-time soldier. Once he graduated, he went to the Middle East to serve his time of active duty. While there, he used the acrylic paints to paint the barracks in his free time.
So I got to travel all over England. I got to travel into France and into Belgium. And then I actually went and found some of my family in Ireland.
When he was discharged, he decided to go to West Virginia University to get his master's in fine arts and ceramics. While he was there, he spent time in London and China. There, he studied the architecture of the buildings in those two locations. Rather than reading it from a textbook, he went there to learn firsthand and experience it himself.
Can't do more, but we had those snow days that really kind of threw us off. We are definitely a little behind, though. Okay.
Hello, I'm Logan. This is Faculty Spotlight, and we're covering West Liberty ceramics professor Aaron Anslow. He went to Bethany and served in the military and studied abroad for West Virginia University.
Wow. I do have to get my kit by 2:45, so we can talk a little bit now if you want to talk. Is that what you were hoping for?
When he graduated, he went back to Bethany College as a professor. He started his own ceramics club at that school.
He decided to leave and go to teach at West Liberty University and start a ceramics club there. While teaching, he tries to give his students all his undivided attention. The ceramics club was on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the ceramics lab in Christ.
You have to spend the time in the studio and like gain those abilities. It's like, it definitely is one of those moments where you have to put in, say it takes 100 steps to get to your goal. There's no short way around it. There's no substitute for experience in clay.
Aaron, as we mentioned before, creates pieces in his free time. He primarily creates pieces that will last for generations that you can use every day. He explains that clay is something you have to figure out and what's best for you. Some use the wheel and others find their own unique way to sculpt it. Anslow admits that he is still learning some things with the clay. In a way, he is like the students toying with the clay, trying to figure out the best solution to overcome the problem. In his backyard, he has his own studio for his kids and him to utilize. He teaches them the science of the clay and even how to find it in the wild. They are still in the early stages, only making figurines of their favorite Pokemon characters. He is just happy that his kids have an interest in making things that make them happy.
And I also find that, like, with clay, they kind of, it's like an outlet. You know, they get to come there and be themselves. They get to try something new. And I think that's been a positive experience in the past couple years since this has happened.
Moving on to a studio in Bethany called Earthsmith Studio. He sold many pieces of his artwork at that studio. However, when the pandemic hit, he had to close it down for the safety of his customers. He currently still owns the studio to relax after a hard day. Rather than it being a business, it's becoming a space to let off his steam and to be free. He soon hopes to create his own website to sell his work, but right now, he is adapting to the COVID restrictions.
Aaron thoroughly enjoys teaching at West Liberty University. He will continue to teach ceramics and host a ceramics club on campus. Anselo continues to inspire his students and family to find their passion, whether it being with clay or just a beloved hobby. Thank you for coming along on this journey to learn about Anselo. If you want to learn more information about this teacher or any teacher on campus, go to West Liberty's website and go to the black tab on the top screen. Then go down to the directory. I'm Caitlin, wishing everyone a happy break.
I see how you are.
I told you I'm coming back, but I'm not paying.
Come back and take the classes.
No, I'm not paying. I'll come back and take them, but I'm not paying.
What do I do with
it? Come use the clay.
I haven't realized I agreed to make a class.